That's right. Vegas Vic. Oh, I'm still recovering. Yep.
Recovering?
Yeah, I'm recovering from the long week here. I've been in bed for 2 days. Just rolled out to do the show because I'm dedicated to all the viewers out there.
Why come you were in bed?
Oh, well, a couple shots. I bring out the old pancreatitis again. Couldn't move.
Boy.
Classic.
Oh, boy.
So back on the wagon. Back on the wagon.
Wow.
As we all heard, I was off the wagon for a day or two.
You really fell off at an inopportune time.
It was a very inopportune time. Bad call. We all make bad decisions. I'll be the first to admit.
Yes. So would you like to make an opening salvo? The floor is yours. Gino Visconti has been very vocal on his program this week.
I haven't watched any programming to see what Gino had been doing. Of course, I hopped on MLC, another bad call Wednesday night. as soon as I got on, I didn't feel like being there. I started feeling like shit. I mean, look, we all make bad choices, and I'll be the first to admit I should have never hopped on the train. I should have never picked up the phone to call the great Chuck Mangione. I know he was disappointed, even though we lost $1,500 that following night.
Wow. All right. Well.
Now I'm taking money out of your pocket. Is that what I heard on Sports Mask? Is that what the great Gino said?
Well, Gino made a proclamation for every show I do with you. He's taking $10 out of my paycheck.
Okay. I'll be sure to add $10. Out of our paycheck here.
And he said I need to get rid of you and distance myself from you.
Okay.
And do shows on my own.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Well, listen to the great Gino if you want. I mean, look, I called him to Steel Toe Show Tuesday and asked him if I was banned. He said, of course I'm not banned. Come by anytime I want. So I did just that. And I should have not even left my apartment that day. Bad call.
Well, it was a bad call. It was a bad call. And it's really more, I really feel, I don't give a fuck. I leaned into the bomb on the show. Show itself we can get to. But I just feel bad for old Chuck.
Yeah.
He shouldn't have picked you up. He's too nice, frankly. He should have said, just let me do this. You already said, I'll give you credit as a man. You already said you shouldn't have asked to pick you up. So I give you credit for that. But at the end of the day, unfortunately, it's our old pal Chuck Mangione's own fault for picking you up. And then it just threw off. Just threw off the whole any kind of rhythm I could have tried to have for the show. Right. So Chuck was late, and Chuck, Chuck. He jumps on here now and then, but it's not like Chuck does shows often. And I know how it's not easy to run into. He basically ran from the train right into the seat in the studio and had to, do a show next to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I know he was playing, talked to me the day before. He wanted to get there early and meet at Sullivan's and get warmed up and get some rapport. Instead, he got there 10 minutes late, was thrown right into the fray. And then you were bumbling and stumbling around in the background whenever we tried to get something going. So it just threw the whole show off. Now, I will say this. I'm not apologizing to a goddamn person for that show. It's a show that will be now talked about for ages. The Tuesday that will live in infamy of one of the great bombs in hot water history. And we talked about bent dicks. We talked about Peyronie's disease. And Dr. Christina called about her liver or something. It wasn't all bad. There was some stuff. But I was just leaning to the bomb. And that's why at one point, you were over there bumbling around on the couch how the show sucked. And I made you sit at the desk for 2 minutes to see what you could do. But also, You fucking know this. You tell me if I'm wrong. I say it all the time. I don't like hosting shows.
Yeah.
And listen, I would do that again in a heartbeat if Gino needed me to fill in. I would do some things differently. But yes, yeah, everybody's like, yeah, I don't like hosting a show. There's a lot of people who suck at hosting shows that can still do shows. Watch Artie Lang. You ever watch Artie Lang? Artie Lang can't host. Artie Lang, one of my favorites. I never watched him, wanted him to host a show. I mean, there's a whole list of people. So I still enjoyed it. I don't give a fuck. It was its own thing. It was a classic bomb. But yeah,
is that why Gino's mad? I didn't get down to the bottom of why Gino's upset.
Gino is mad because he thinks you're actively trying to take me down.
Oh, well, that's not, we both know that's not the case. I mean, Gino should have just picked up the phone and called me like a man instead, just, you know, send me paragraphs of text. I'm like, okay, I get it. But frankly, I barely remember being on the show, so I can't back up any actions. I do know that I shouldn't have been there, and it was a bad call. But like you said, it's a classic bomb. All right, now that's two in hot waters now that I bombed on. So I don't think I'll be going back anytime soon for my own behalf. You know, I don't know.
Well, you said you're not allowed. You're not allowed on in hot water.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, that's fine. He's allowed to come back on this show if he wants.
And he said, I have to move on. Maybe I should move on. Maybe I should see if the Shuly Network has any openings.
Oh, go give those guys a call. See if they got
the Brennan. Maybe the Brennan Network. Well, that's, and listen, I'm sure I'll have the same conversation Tuesday. I have a feeling. But that's the thing. As I've said before, he said that before, like, I should do my own thing. Other people have said, fuck Ski Mask. You should do your own thing. Okay. Then do it. Yeah. Well, you set up the StreamYard, you take care of the merch page, you figure out, you know, you upload stuff, you name stuff, you put shit on. I'm not doing all that. So if anybody has a better plan, please let me know.
It's not like we're doing a show every day. We do an hour a week, you know. It's not like we're not pushing this program down people's throats. So, and yeah, from the beginning, this was all supposed to be chaos. However, I shouldn't have spilled our chaos on Dan Hall Water. You were doing a favor by hosting. So I kind of let that fly out the door. And for that, I'm sorry for it. I will apologize.
This is true. This is true. As far as I'm concerned, because I'm not an unhinged person, that's all you had to say is, as you said, you're sorry. That's all. But yeah, that is a good point, Ski Mask. That is a good point that I feel like people lose sight of, is the show, it has always been chaos from day one. It's the fun of it.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I got a dog right here.
And who knows? We do shows from the beach with Speedos. For what reason? Absolutely none. That's what makes it fun. There's no reason we should have done some of this stuff. And, you know,
oh, big piece. Like, look at that.
You know, yeah. Huge cock. It's being talked about now everywhere. I will say I've been punished by the gods the last 2 days. I haven't been able to get out of bed. Great. I had two shots on the way to the studio and I've been fucking paying for it. So once again, learned my lesson. Still paying for it. Still in a lot of pain, but at least I was able to move enough to get from the room into the chair. Yeah.
Well, you also took a Four Roses shot during the show as well. Which I didn't, that was a bad idea by Chuck and Drew. So I don't know. I don't particularly care that much. And the show is over. And listen, it's the most talked about show of the week for them. Let's be honest. Lesbian honest.
Let's be honest. The great Tommy Seven Names coming in. I love you, Hammerheads.
Tommy Seven Names.
Hammerheads. Four Roses. Is Four Roses a cheap whiskey? I just remember having a shot of whiskey.
Yeah, it's not great. Things ain't great. It's no Wild Turkey or Granddad's, but it ain't great.
God. Not great. The last thing I ate was I had a 10-piece Tuesday night.
What is it? It's your pancreatic cancer.
Whenever it flares up, you're not supposed to eat or really drink anything, like water wise, even. So it'll go away quicker.
I don't know. And then, so that was, Yeah, that was Tuesday. That was Tuesday. And then, of course, I got a few paragraphs from Gino, followed by a sorry I overreacted thing. Because, yes, if you watch the show, again, as I said, and I'm not throwing Chuck, nobody's getting thrown under the bus. It's just the facts. And your old Stanza loves the facts. Chuck shouldn't have picked you up. He get a nice, he said, rolling down early, or he could have made up a white lie or some shit, you know?
He was coming down. When I called him, he was on his way, and he thought that the train ride from Bridgeport would be the same distance as from New Haven. It adds an hour.
Right. Basically. Which is also retarded, but that's why we love Chuck. But yeah, so it was a conglomeration of things, and then that all just threw off any kind of moment. And on top of that, let's lesbian honest again. Their TriCaster was down in the dump. We started 15 minutes early, and then it kind of ended early. Bobby poured water on me. So it was a weird vibe going into the show to begin with. And then Chuck was late, and then you're on the couch, and I couldn't get to any bids because everything was stupid. So it just snowballed. And shout out to the callers who killed a bunch of time. We got to a few good bits, I thought. We got to some funny stuff. So all in all, pound for pound, I'm actually kind of happy with it.
Okay.
Because it was as you said, agents of chaos. And I didn't go in there trying to do pro wrestling and I didn't know you were coming. So it's not like I tried to make a circus out of the studio, but at the same time, I'm not going to act like, what do you think? I was going to be fucking Walter Cronkite hosting a fucking show. It's fucking me.
Yeah.
So it wasn't going to be fucking Tom Brokaw out there anyway. And then you showed up, and I can't do the bullshit. I can't pretend stuff's not going on. So I figured let's have some fun. Let's lean into how bad this is. And that's exactly what I did. And I stand by my decision. Rack me.
Good. Well, I'm glad we did this show today, because I've been feeling real insecure about it. I haven't watched anything. I know, did Gino the following day when he got back in studio, spent a good 20 minutes trashing. I saw the YouTube clip. I haven't watched it yet, but apparently it was my final straw. I didn't even know I was on the way out, but the final straw has been taken just that fast from one episode of chaos. And
metal straw, save the turtles.
I have one. I was going to pull it out just for the show, but
put it in your dick.
Yeah. Put it on my piece. Yes, back on the wagon. So it's going to take me a couple days to get back to feeling good again.
Now on the bright side, you had an amazing comeback victory. You won 42% to 41% over Stevie for the person, the compound hack who should get lost. So congratulations on that. A huge comeback.
After coming back from a sweet victory over Stevie Lou the week before, I was able to run it in one appearance. greatly seal the deal for myself.
I have to give credit to Stevie Lou. I finished listening to the MLC from yesterday this morning. And he did wish you well. He wished you a speedy recovery, and he plugged this very network. So shout out to Stevie Lou. He did it all the way at the end, but that's okay. That's when he do plugs. So I tell the truth. I got to give him a shout out. He did give us a plug on MLC yesterday. So thank you, Stevie Lou, and thank you to your lawyers as well.
What's with this is 2 weeks in a row now. Kevin has called me cocky or said I was out of line. I was out of pocket. Doesn't he know the ski mask host has always been an asshole? It's like the whole point of putting on the mask. It's always been that way. What's this new? I'm supposed to go on there and sit and just wait around? I mean, people love the Stuttering John stuff. So when Stuttering John came on the screen, of course, I addressed him as being fat.
I loved it. I thought it gave me a chuckle when you said it. What'd you call him? What's up, fatso? Or
I said, what's up, fatty? And then Kevin proceeded to kick me right out of the room.
I did enjoy that you stayed in the break room and you would just pop in. He would just bring you on every now and then. I always enjoy that. Yeah, I don't know. I think you need to keep the mask on that show. Honestly. Yeah,
you know what? I'm going to. I can't really do the character, like quote unquote character, without the mask on. I kind of lose.
And as we say, we don't do, we barely do fourth walls here. Yeah. We, you know, as anybody, any comedian podcast does, it's yourself. I always looked at it as it's yourself on steroids, right?
Right.
When you're on these shows, we may be saying stuff we believe, and maybe not to a degree, or maybe we don't believe it at all. We're doing a fucking entertainment comedy show. It's comedy, people. So, yeah, I don't know. I think just keep the I think you should strive to keep the mask on MLC.
I'll do it next time.
You got to talk to him. You got to tell him. Like, that's what. Yeah, it works better for the whole thing.
Yeah, true. And you know, for all of the people who want to hate so bad, why don't you go take what Stancil said and go back and give it a second watch? All right, and maybe we'll change our minds. Maybe we'll enlighten the fine folks out there who think we should have sat there and cornered up and not have an absolute chaotic show, because chaos was born here first.
First and foremost, yeah, I could have. What was I going to do? Sit there? I could have done. I know how to. You know, I could have done a normal, boring show like these other shows do, and like, hey, Chuck. So what was it like at the Stress Factory? How is fishing going? How are your cars going? But that's not fun, and that's not what In Hot Water is either. Right. You know, it's just nonsense. It's just you make shit out of whatever you're talking about. Usually has nothing to do with anything. So yeah, I stand by the bomb. I stand by a noble bomb, as Matt McCusker would say. It was a noble bomb.
I like it. Rename it a noble bomb.
You know what? Not to change subjects, we can always go back, but it is Skankfest weekend, Ski Mask. I saw our beautiful, voluptuous friend KB is there. Send her the link.
Okay, I should. I would love to see if they have any decent guests. Now, I did hear that the alleged murderer of Tupac was arrested today in Vegas. So maybe Lewis is working on somehow having some decent guests. I just thought it was a funny coincidence. All the way from 96, they were able to arrest the guy in Vegas. So maybe
on Skankfest weekend of all weekends. Yeah, we gotta connect some dots for
sure.
We
do have to connect some dots.
Well, yeah, everybody prepare for your insufferable and nonstop Skankfest posts on Twitter.
It's already started all morning. That's all it is.
They're all well, listen, when we know this, and I'm not saying we're any different, but we all know comedians are very insecure people. So very much childlike actions mostly, and with comedians. So it's, oh, I'm here. This is cool. I'm cool. Lewis is gay. I'm here.
And a good guest.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll see what happens at Skankfest, see what stories come from that. But happy Skankfest to you all. Are you really sending KB the link? Because I could text her.
Yeah, I did send her the link.
I would like to get I'll text her that we sent her the link.
I want to see what the ins and outs are. I do hope that all the New York City
comedians. Where'd you send it, on Twitter?
Yeah, it's on Twitter. All the New York City comedians that are out there, I guess their homes are flooding, as we've seen today.
Well, the MTA, I've got breaking news. The subways are closed. The trains out of the city are not running or suspended indefinitely. Hot over the wire here at the Soccer Ball Comedy Club. A lot of people come from the city, so I got boots on the ground there. I'm just texting KB to let her know we send the link, and hopefully send me a picture of her breasts.
Some might call it the calm after the storm. I like to call it the storm after the bomb, if you know what I mean. I mean, we just completely ravaged the city of New York Tuesday. So now the storm's ruined, you know. So
that's true. Now
I did.
Hades is having its way.
I could have gotten arrested on the way back to the train in New York. I proceeded to call three police officers the N-word. And,
oh, no. Were they black?
No.
All right, that's good. And how did that play out?
Well, I asked them directions to Grand Central because I had no idea where I was, and they pointed me in the wrong direction. So I decided it'd be a good idea to go back and tell them about it, that they sent me the complete wrong direction, and proceeded to call them the N-word. But I still somehow made it.
Well, you made it home and nobody got arrested. So, yeah, again, everybody calm down. Go watch the show. I actually do think, looking back, that it was probably entertaining. I mean, at one point I was lying on the desk while Saint Ranger told a 20-minute story with X-Files music playing in the background. You're not getting that anywhere else. I mean, come on, folks. Wake up.
Comedy gold.
Let's have some fun. We're having fun. We're doing it. So, yes, if Gino thought it was a circus, I apologize. I'm going to have the same conversation with him Tuesday. I stand by it in the end. Is it what I wanted? No. But in the end, am I okay with it? Yes. Rack me.
Beautiful. I did get a call from Atlantic City today. They found my boots that I left there. So my boots on the ground from Atlantic City are being shipped back for me from the hotel. I knew I'd lost them, and they said, nope, sir, they're not here. And they just called me about an hour ago.
From 2 months ago?
Yeah.
Where the hell were they this whole time?
Somehow they ended up in the lost and found finally after sending multiple emails.
At the Hard Rock?
No, at Harris, right next to Borgata.
Jesus. Well, hey, shout out to Harris Lost and Found.
Yeah, I mean, they stayed on the case. They told me no three times, and then I just gave up on it. So
God, maybe Harris are the ones that caught Tupac's killer. That's some hell of a – they got a hell of a team over there. A
lot of casinos are in the works today. Yeah, to your point about the Skankfest thing, every year they post pictures like, oh, my, look at me, I'm on Fremont Street. It hasn't changed in 30 years. We know what it looks like at this point. Take a picture of something that's going on if you're going to post about Skankfest. It's like every post is, oh, look, we made it. Fremont Street again. Okay.
What are you going to do? Three 10-minute spots? Come on. What are we doing here?
Ooh,
you know?
Look at the truck coming through hot. Admitted I overreacted and acted like a bitch regarding Tuesday's show.
No. I feel the worst for Chuck and all this above you, above Gino, above whoever. Because Chuck took off of work to come down. He doesn't do shows often. He's a beautiful OG boy. I had the picture of me touching his leg with his girlfriend next to him. I wanted to do the mouth of his girlfriend. I never got to that. So Chuck, you get and I think Gino said it too, and I don't even care if he didn't. You have an open invite on any other Tuesday when they actually have a host and I can do my thing, which is what I'm supposed to do, is be the second mic, which is what I do best. So yeah, Chuck, come on down again. Let's try it again when you can.
Second time's a charge. I do have some stuff we were supposed to go over last week regarding some pictures that you sent me. I don't know if we want to move on from this.
Well, it might be related to something that happened this week if it's about my rage issues. Is that it?
No, I don't think so. But what happened this week?
Oh, well, just yesterday, of course. Another run-in with somebody who doesn't follow leash laws. And the days of reckoning are upon us. It's raining frogs out. It's going to be 75 degrees the next week, the first week of October. And I'm done. I'm leaning towards interactions. I'm leaning towards scuffles with people. So another guy, one of our usual routes with the dogs down by the beaches there, my usual loop. I see a guy, dog off the leash, walking towards us. And again, this is a good quarter mile. Maybe, you know, I have great eyesight, unbelievable eyesight, really. And they call me the eyes of eyes of God. Some people say, they call me. All right, we'll just move on for that because I don't have anything. So in days of yore, I would, you know, figure out a way around them where I could keep a distance with my dogs. They don't interact. My dogs aren't even necessarily aggressive. Little Noah here. Noah here is really not a problem at all. Jethro is a shepherd, and he's an excitable boy, as we say. But that's just the breed. So he doesn't really care for other dogs. It took us a month just to get Noah to be able to be in a room with him without him going crazy and barking and that kind of thing. And before I even get to that, I've said this before, but let me be clear to you domesticated idiots. Dogs aren't really supposed to interact with each other. Like, dogs aren't supposed to... You're not supposed to have every dog interact and, ooh, this is nice. These dogs can be friends. That's not how it works. Dogs are pack animals. They're supposed... So you're in their pride or pack, and anyone on the outside is an outsider, and they see him as an enemy. That's the way it's supposed to be. Dogs are animals. Not all dogs are supposed to be all friendly and whatever. Let's just say that for starters. That's just a fact. That's nature. So you idiots that think your dogs can just interact with every dog, you're idiots. That's not how dogs work. It's great that your dog is laid back. That's not normal. So good. So anywho, see this gentleman. You know what? And I did, this is what I did a few months ago, and I told a similar story. It was a guy on the beach that I had an altercation with. And I'm leaning all 100% into altercations now. Old Jim Stansel's done biting his tongue about many things. Traffic, dogs, the world, Ukraine.
It's time to get out there and show your stance.
So I stanced all over this guy. So, all right, fuck it. He wants to have his dog out the leash. I got mine on my leash. I'm following the law. Law and order. That's what we need. So, walking by him, I give him a little buffer, as is, you know, just out of courtesy, of course. Lo and behold, his dog walks up right up to Jethro's face, and Jethro flips out on him. Nothing crazy, but he looks, Jethro is he's a 50-pound shepherd. He looks scary when he gets excited. He's got big teeth. I think he gave him a little nip on the neck. And I have him on the leash, so I just keep walking. Your dog came up, so your dog came up a little, by, you know, whatever, you know. And so I tell the guy as I'm walking away, I just say, leash laws, that's why you put your dog on a fucking leash, these fucking idiots. That's a quote. It's exactly what I say. And again, this is as I'm walking away. And I don't hear anything for a second. He goes, I just hear, my dog is not aggressive. I said, I don't give a fuck. Put it on a fucking leash. It's the fucking law. Yeah, and this is all verbatim. If you folks have watched the show or you know me, you know I'm not lying. I said, I don't give a fuck. Put it on a fucking leash. He said, your dog's too aggressive. You have to train your dog. I don't got to train my fucking dogs. My dogs are on a leash. They can do whatever they want. Put your dogs on a fucking leash. Maybe I'll call the cops on your fucking dog. He goes, come here. He said, I'm not fucking coming there. Put your dog on a fucking leash and keep fucking walking. And I called him a faggot. And I said, you fucking faggot at the end of all that. Of course. And he was some older man, but a foreigner of some sort. He gave me the, fuck you. He said, yeah, fuck you. Yes. And that's how you bring fucking law and order. Guess what? I bet next time I see him, he has dog on a fucking leash.
Because I'm not holding my dog, you know.
I specifically don't hold my dogs back now when dogs on leashes come up to them, because your dog's on a leash. I don't give a fuck. My dogs are my dogs are athletes, like their old man. They'll rip your dog apart if they want to. They're not really aggressive, but I'm gonna let my dogs have their day. So if your dog's not on a leash, yeah, you're going to have to deal with it if you're walking by me. Rack me.
Asking for it.
Yeah, so that was my... Now, what pictures? What pictures?
I was seeing... We haven't talked about this clown in an absolute while, but you had sent me pictures of Chad's apartment. I don't know if it's been covered anywhere.
Oh, boy. Yeah, Kevin refused to show them on his show for some reason.
Why?
Remember that? You offered
it. It's been documented.
Oh, boy.
And then here's the update. After we had called Chad out, of course, for not having good decor, he did spice it up just a little bit here.
Oh, there you go. Now we can go through this a bit. Now the hand on the start on the right side. There's a hand on the wall. Does that say John was here?
I think it does say John was here.
And those are tire marks, I believe, on either side of it. Is that correct?
Yes,
and I believe, is that Chad's brother's name, John, I believe?
Oh, I get this one now. Okay, I was trying to understand that reference.
Oh, yeah, this is, I don't know if he wants to be said who made this, but this guy is a genius. Of course, a picture of Kevin Brennan above that. What's in the kitchen? What's the black?
I see a ninja blender, of course, probably taken from the Kohl's.
Oh, right. He stole the blender, of course. Yeah. We all saw the video of that.
He's got the Tito's. He's got
Tito's
the
bottle,
Tito's.
Naturally. It should be a Tito's bottle pouring into a water bottle, as we all know.
Yes. Well, I think it might be. Isn't that a water bottle on top of it?
Oh, it might be. He's a genius.
And then I see mice in the kitchen.
What's on his laptop that's open on his kiddie table because he's a child?
Looks like interracial porn, but I could be wrong.
Oh, it's that. Probably is it a black guy in a sauna, maybe, perhaps?
Oh, it is a black African-American in a sauna.
I didn't even know that. I just guessed. It's perfect. And now what's the picture on the wall there?
That's one I couldn't understand. Oh, it's definitely a credit card. It's a Visa card.
It's a credit card. A framed credit card. And Dad ? 1974. Nice little ode to his old man that he is, his real old man. He doesn't know where he is. Not his stepdad who beat him mercilessly.
Yes. He's got the little Tykes table.
Now, can we go back to the original picture just to really take this in? Yikes.
Yeah, this is
grim,
something out of
real grim.
I remember when my friends got their first apartment like a year after high school. This is exactly what it looked like.
What is on the wall? Is that a chart?
It looks like a hand-drawn calendar, and as we all know, calendars are probably a dollar, and most of the time you can get them for free.
Yeah, this looks like more like a room I had at one of our lax houses, you know? Like, this looks like the common room where it looks like somebody's just aching to punch a hole in the wall. Nothing. I mean, this is pretty grim.
He's got the weights in the corner that probably haven't been picked up and Lord knows when.
What is hanging out of the kitchen window?
You know what it looks like? It looks like one of those XLR? Handheld
vibrator.
Probably vibrator. Well, he's got the light. It looks like that's the stick that he uses when he does on the scene live streams when he's walking outside. You know, one he's looking all the way around. Selfie stick is what they call it.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's pretty grim. Borderline not funny. It's so grim. Blank white wall is, that's rough.
So somebody else I know sent me this. Apparently it's a video from Chad. So congratulations to Chad on the new gig. I like that. It's good stuff. Oh, I think it mutes you every time I turn on the stupid the videos. Is that a Commodore VIC-20?
Oh, is that a James R. $2. The SF guy break up with you. Men can be cruel. What does that mean?
Who's SF?
San Francisco?
Men can be so...
Or Stevie cruel. Lou to decode these super... We can't even get through one super chat.
Oh, no. I need these to be decoded from people with boots on the ground who watch all the shows.
Chuck Mangione commenting on Chad's room pick. It looks like black mold, the remnants of sucking Godfrey's dick.
Beautiful.
Jeez.
Oh, I gotta eat something. I'm fucking dying over here.
What do you think you'll eat? Maybe a burger made by Chad Zimek.
Yes. That actually sounds like a good idea. I have some chili I need to make. Might do that.
That's a good thing to eat when your stomach's not going well.
Yeah, I know.
That's what Marin County guy. Oh, he's talking about Jono Weinstein, the guy I live stream with in the bar in California. we're gonna have to send in the link one of these weeks. Yeah, the great Jono Weinstein. Yeah, I haven't heard from him. He kissed my shoulder.
Ooh.
And then I never heard from him again. I got a text from him the next day, how much fun he had and how we're gonna make millions.
Really?
And yeah, maybe I'll leave you and start a network with old Jono.
That would be perfect, actually.
Over in Marin County there.
Yeah, gonna have to get boots on the ground over Marin County, see what's going on with John.
Boots up your ass. Oh, we have a we have another voice message Kelly was sent.
Ooh.
If we want to do that.
Yeah, let's break this down and see, because Addicted to Profit swears it's not him.
He does. Interesting. Well, your original guest was Josue Exotico, to protect his name, right? Wasn't it?
Yeah, Josue Exotico has, he's been somewhat nice to me as of late, so I'm trying not to get on the bad terms.
I'd be leery of that.
Oh, I'm definitely leery with it. I'm just...
it's always ebbs and flows with him, but listen, I've never wavered on Joe Exotic, and he's essentially tried to dox me and et cetera over the years, but he's nothing if not consistent. I will give him that.
True.
And it's interesting because while he is definitely an MLC guy, he doesn't seem to have an allegiance to much of anyone, including Kevin sometimes. So listen, he's one of our arch nemesis, yeah. But he's a worthy nemesis, at least. I'll give him that.
It keeps it interesting.
And he's a lot better than a lot of these freaks and losers we're friends with. So as far as troll people go, so. There's that. Wait. Oh, the voicemail. So, yes, if you didn't see the show last week, first of all, kill yourself. Second of all, go to the website and buy some merch, like this Vegas Vic shirt that says it's a fucking circus on the back. And third of all, Kelly posted a picture of that big hiney of hers. We'll keep it clean. Of her behind doing exercises in the gym, demonstrating her physical fitness. And she's been getting very odd voice messages sent to her via Instagram. So this is the newest one. It's only 8 seconds. I haven't listened to it, so we'll hear it together.
Do want to hear this.
Kelly is one of those dog milfs who could take me out on a leash, you know what I'm saying?
The heavy breathing, I just...
we'll do it one more time for the folks at home.
Kelly is one of those dog milfs who could take me out on a leash, you know what I'm saying?
Well, listen, at least he's gonna be on a leash. Start with that.
Yeah.
Don't get me fired up. So he referred to her as a... transcript reads, Kelly is one of those dog milfs. She could take me out on a leash if she wants, followed by So what's the new hypothesis here?
I don't know on this one. I'm gonna have to hear more longer than 8 seconds of maybe one of them from the past you could replay.
Yeah, let's see. Maybe we can piece this together now that we have more evidence in our
Johnny Rando says we currently have more live viewers than Chad's live stream. Okay.
Wow. So but I'm pulling it up. Pretty calm the fuck down. Da da da. It's a dead dog. Send me a picture of... Oh, David Koechner. Well, I'm looking for this. You know who David Koechner is?
I don't. Does not ring a bell.
You will in a second. Champ Kind from Anchorman.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And also of The Office. Here he is. Here's your old pal with... I know. You can't really see it.
Oh.
But anyway, nice. He was at the soccer ball comedy club the other night. And good act, fun act at a full room, but also fucking hilarious guy. One of the funnier guys to come through the old soccer ball club. He's in the back fucking around. I'm going to check. Who's checking side work? I'm fucking checking side work if nobody else is going to do it. He's coming and he's touching everything. He's so just a shout out. It's always nice, you know. You're a little younger, Ski, but guys my age, I know we had Anchorman on loop at our college, and I'm not exaggerating. The old DVD, just constantly playing Anchorman. So it was cool meeting a guy like that, and it's one of the nicer guys who's come through the club. Good egg. Now, sorry, back to the...
Funny on and off the stage.
Yes, and he was very much like his character off the stage. And he's a sober guy as well, so he's naturally just a... normal. But yes, if you guys see him in your town, I think he's touring around. Check him out. All right.
What do we got here? More voicemails? Yeah. This is just amazing. This is riveting stuff, folks. I'm surprised you didn't send more.
What is this? Oh, no, that was... Okay, wait a minute. She was saying, why are people doing this? Here we go. Okay.
Kelly is one of those dog mills. Oh, this is an old... could take me out on a leash, you know what I'm saying?
We heard this, but we'll hear it again. Okay. That was that one. Okay, that now I know what happened. So let's see the... Here, all right. From last week.
It's so hard to be gay when Kelly has a better ass than Chris Hemsworth. I mean, it's just, it's like, it's not fat. It's just tight. Big, like that's impressive. That's hard to do.
Well, he said it's hard to be gay. Is it Mark Lender? Mark Ooh. Lender. I thought Mark Lender liked me. Hi, Mark Lender. Hello to your lawyers, of course.
Maybe Lender is in her DMs to try to detract you from the old Kelly.
Wow, he's trying to pull her away from me so he can get at my little hiney.
Yeah, he can swoop right in and grab that tight ass of yours.
Can't show that. You guys would have a field day with that. I don't know what happened to the... Oh, I know where they are. Oh, KB, just got your text. Are you still on? Yes, we might have boots on the ground from Vegas in a second here. So stay tuned, folks. Where else are you getting this? So, yeah, any new guesses? The gay thing throws me off.
Yeah.
It's hard to be gay. When Kelly has an ass like Chris Hemsworth, which I also don't get.
Did he play Thor?
Yeah, he's a beautiful boy. By the way, I finished The Pacific. I'm rewatching Band of Brothers.
Oh, you're doing the war movie circuit?
Oh, I'm back into the war movies big time. I'm out of everything else to watch on the internet. Yeah, so now I'm on Band of Brothers. It's about to be D-Day. I watched the series when I was HBO, and I don't think I ever watched The Pacific, but it was good. That no blacks in the Pacific movie.
Really?
I realized. No, none at all.
You want to get your good fare of blacks, you got to go to Black Hawk Down.
Black Hawk Down. That's what Kelly likes, whore. No, but you would think they would send darker complexion boys down to the Pacific because of the sun, you know, the temperature. Because you see him in England, they're in Band of Brothers, our black brethren, but none to be found in the Pacific. Interesting.
I'm gonna have to keep an eye on that. I'm about to go back into the war movie tour again. It's been a couple of years. I just finished doing the mob movie tour again.
What was that?
It's just where I watched all the mob movies.
A lot of mob movies are severely overrated.
They are. I noticed that after this latest round of watching.
Yeah. I mean, Mean Street. Did you watch Mean Streets? That's one of my... That's a classic. You tried?
Yeah, but I think I was feeling not very good that night, so I gotta go back and check that out.
Oh.
What movie everybody was saying that was good that fucking blowed?
Blue.
No, yeah, it blew, all right. This one, yeah, everybody always brings it up. Miller's Crossing. The movie stunk. I tried twice.
Yeah, I have that on my list. I you know what? I'll do it as my homework for next week, and I'll tell you.
Yeah, do it your homework. Maybe there's something I'm missing because like just like Johnny Rando, a lot of people have recommended it. And I don't know.
Casino. I mean, Casino is considered a classic, but if you actually look at it, it's like 3.5 hours. It's meandering. It's fine, but it's not great.
Yeah.
I mean, Goodfellas is good, but Goodfellas is almost is borderline a comedy. It's at points as well.
True.
I don't treat that like a serious. I mean, The Godfather 2 is obviously the standard. And then any of the recent ones are just pieces of trash. What does Chuck say there?
I think Chad is currently doing Kumia's Cucks All About Tuesday show.
Chad's live stream of Kumia's Cucks makes me feel like I deserve an Oscar for. Yeah, not good. Listen, as bad as this show may be at times and as bad as Tuesday's show may have been, it's still not a Chad show. So we got that going for us.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Hello to Chad's lawyers. Yeah. So while we eagerly await and possibly edge, our correspondent from Vegas, I asked you, and we always tell the truth here. I said earlier today we should see if we get Levy on.
I did text him. He didn't text me back. I don't know what's.
I haven't heard from Levy. I admittedly I don't watch the Shuly. I don't watch the Shulies, but it's not even so much. I only have a certain amount of time, and I'm going to listen to what I want to listen to. So. I'm not one of these freaks like Milton who moved to Vegas to stalk a guy and now lives in a basement and all he has time to do is listen to other people's podcasts or any of these guys. I don't have time. As I said a million times, I don't have time to listen to shit that I don't like. So not in that I don't like. I only have enough time to listen to the stuff I do like. Let's put it that way. So I've heard everything Kevin has said. I've heard about all the damning evidence of purchased viewers. From Steven Springer, Singer. But I haven't, I don't know if Bob is, if they've, from what I've heard, Shuly hasn't even addressed it or he's something. And I certainly have heard from Bob, and obviously Mr. Levy is a dear old, my dear old dad. So I was hoping we can get him on maybe next week. Let's even get him on and tell his side of things. Do you have any inside info on this?
I don't know whether
in your purview, perhaps.
I don't know whether it's all true or if Rob Salk is kind of playing it up a little bit because he's basically disgruntled from getting cut loose from Levy and Chris Abels. So I know there is as much evidence as you want out there, but has it fully been proven yet? I don't know. It seems odd that Kevin would have Rob Saw on three times if there wasn't some damning evidence. However, I would like to see that evidence.
I have ADHD. Tommy Seven Names, Eastern Promises. Now, is that the one where he fucks his wife on the stairs for like 10 minutes during the movie, Tommy, if you're still watching?
That's no wonder he likes it.
That's the one with what's his name? He's in Apollo 13. God damn it. Ed Harris. Was that the one with Ed Harris, Tommy? Where he had no eye. He's missing an eye. And then the Skarsgård guy fucked his wife on the stairs. Because that was that wasn't great. I almost laughed at times during that movie. But anywho, yes, apparently there's this guy Nazir can get us viewers. Maybe we should try an experiment. See how many viewers we can get for $20 next week.
Yeah, that's how we'll prove it. We'll slide Nazir Singer $20 and see what happens.
Yeah, Rob Saul. Rob, get us Nazir Springer's info.
Rob Saul seems like he's come around now that he's not on drugs. I mean, he was a little bit nice, to me the other day. Which is weird because we all know Rob Saw and I have had our falling outs. So maybe I'm just not over it. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. That's why we need to try to get Levy on But Levy's one of these guys you got to hit up a day or two in advance. It's not really a last minute.
I tried to fart in the mic.
I heard it.
The only problem with these mics, I can't put them in my asshole. But comes with it because part of the thing with these nice mics, you can't fart into them as easily. Blessing and a curse, if you ask me. Yeah, where the hell is KB? KB, just take your shirt off and get on here. We want to hear what's going on in Vegas. We want boots on the ground. Let's see if there's any. I can do any on the spot reporting in the meantime.
Yeah, we can see some tweets. I do know.
Karen Fian's showing her ass in Vegas.
Oh, what's new?
Okay. Let's watch it again, over and over. She's fixing her hiney.
Must be a swimming pool party in Vegas.
Hi, Karen. I talked to Karen. She was at the soccer ball club a couple weeks ago, and I told her Kevin wants her to do the podcast, and she said only if he gets her pass to the cellar. That was the ultimatum.
Oh,
and I haven't got a chance to tell Kevin because he never,
never has you on the show, which I find odd.
I'll say this: it's not odd. I honestly, and I've said it before, there's not many days I am free from 4 to 6, unfortunately. So,
true.
I could because believe me, I could sit here and say why you guys get invited and whatever, but the reality was is I can't. Just doesn't work. So I will hit him up if I ever get an afternoon free. But when my afternoons or evenings that aren't free, I usually want them to myself. You know, I prioritize, you know, self-help. I'm big into the mental wellness, screaming at guys at parks, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing better than screaming at some guy at the park over some dogs. I enjoy it.
You got to scream at a guy. You got to punch inoperable dents into your car doors. And you need to scream at guys at parks that have their dogs off the leash. And that's the way to self-help and self-care. Self-care.
Also, police officers, the N-word. I promise. You're going to feel bad about it at first, but then you're going to laugh.
Yeah, I feel better now. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, Viggo Mortensen, whatever, Skarsgård, they're all the same person to me. But am I right, Tommy? Isn't that the movie or whoever? That's the movie. Oh, the Russian mom in England with Viggo. Oh, that's something other. Okay. That was like, okay. Whatever, disregard. But there is a movie. There is a movie. Somebody look it up where one of those Icelandic guys fucks a lady on the stairs for way too long and way too graphically.
I think he's saying it's the history of violence.
Yes, history of violence. That's it. Yes. If you guys want to laugh, it's a fun movie to watch. It's not supposed to be funny, but it gets pretty funny at times. It's pretty ridiculous. Go ahead.
I am hearing reports of Kumia's being in the hospital. Have you heard this?
I saw that. He posted a picture of it. He said he had a blockage that they took care of. Blockage that they took care of. Whatever that means. How did they? So what did he have? What happened?
After he said it, history of violence. He said it's history of violence. You fool!
Let's see. I'm trying to find you some boots on the ground in Vegas here. Robbie Goodwin's there, of course. Robbie Goodwin loves posting about it. Karen Fian's ass, of course. I don't know. It's like a bunch of kids at summer camp. It's that kind of feel, you know? Like, we get it. You're all having fun, but are you having fun? Oh, boy. And by the most overrated person in comedy, Kim Congdon.
Oh, yeah. What did she say? She said she fucked the owner for tickets to Skankfest.
Yeah, that was funny, talking about Lewis. As I say all the time, she's a comedy 8, a street 5. and I don't give a fuck. You take me to court with that. I stand by that statement. She has elf ears and a bigger jaw than you.
Oh, that's mad. That's saying something too. A lot of people really talking about the jawline lately.
They love the jaw.
Well, I know how we hate how the Kim Congdon's
Well, podcast. I'll give her credit. Yeah. That girl, Princess Shank, or whatever the fuck, she might be the worst woman in comedy. Go check her out, I guess, but she's terrible. But anyway, sorry.
So we were talking about how they filmed their podcast and put the quotes in it, and it looks like shit. So who the kid actors from The Sopranos are doing a podcast now, and they're putting out the same type of clips. And I don't know, it's more annoying than anything. I never really click on them to watch. But it's where they put the quotes out, you know, and like,
oh, yeah, yeah. I think everybody does.
Yeah.
Well, apparently that's how you get ahead in this business. And we don't do that. And we're not getting ahead, but we're not losing either. So who says you need to do that?
Apparently we're winning against Chad. We have twice the amount of viewers as Chad.
Well, somebody once said it's sad Chad.
It is sad.
Sad for Chad. Worse than Kim, Corinne Fisher. What a fucking ogre, says Chuck Mangione. Corinne Fisher is talented, though, Chuck. I feel like you got to give her that. She is talented. I don't know why she promotes herself as sexy. I agree with you there. She's like an ogre is a good description, or a troll, possibly. But she is good on the mic, and she's a decent comic. Which is more than I could say for many of these folks. Karen Feehan also, I like Karen Feehan on the stage. Maybe I'm a little biased because that hiney of hers.
Yeah, you like her off the stage too.
Ooh, yeah, I do.
All right. I feel like we covered most of it. I got to eat.
You got to eat. I did the sports show just before this, so I'm totally at peace. Cutting it just a mere 3 minutes short than our. We also did an hour and 40 minutes last week, so it all evens out, folks. Maybe we'll get KB or Levy, KB to talk about Vegas, or Levy to tell his side next week. Maybe the bowtied bartender won't cancel on me last minute on my sports show. You know, maybe a lot of things will happen.
Well, I heard did your trip actually get canceled? Because I got a lot of free time.
My trip did not get canceled. I am not going, though, but that is for positive reasons at the Soccer Ball Comedy Club, I will tell you off the mic. So it worked out. Let's just say an opportunity arose weekend. And when opportunity knocks, you kick the door down and rape their wife.
Say it one more time. That's a T-shirt.
Well, as I always like to say, when opportunity knocks, you kick the door down and rape their wife.
Go check out the sports show. If you listen only, I'll have the audio up here in just a little while after I finish making some hot
chili. It's up on YouTube now.
It is on YouTube.
I'll be on In Hot Water and The Dump Tuesday, and we always do our fun little compound pregame, which we have fun doing that. We have our little afternoon crew make a couple of shekels. AC/DC and the boys buy me some beers. I don't have to skip out early Tuesday, so maybe I'll get hammered and ruin the show again. And yes, Sports Mass Collective, of course. And I'll be back here. We got good mics. Perhaps a new computer on the way. Things are still happening here at Ski Mask Media. Things are looking up for the old boys. Ski Mask is back on the wagon. All good. All good here. All good here in Ski Mask land, folks. Nobody worry. We're your ship. We hold our bearing just like a good ship at sea. We always have. This is where you come for the truth. And fuck people that don't put their dogs on leashes.
Fuck a leash.